From Tidbits on January 24th, 2011, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. ScreenFlow 2.1.5, good news for Screen Scorsese's Telestream has updated its screencasting software ScreenFlow to version 2.1.5. Among the new features in this iteration are support for publishing videos longer than 15 minutes to YouTube, improved capture resolution for Logitech webcams, and better playhead accuracy. Bugs fixed include an error when changing a text clip with multiple font sizes, an export failure when a second monitor is disconnected, and an issue with a warning when quitting during export. Various localization issues are corrected as well. iMovie 9.0.2. Apple has updated iMovie to version 9.0.2. Beyond improving overall stability, the update also fixes an issue that could cause audio playback to fall out of sync. Apple recommends the update for all users of iMovie 11. Text Wrangler 3.5.1. Barebones Software has updated its free general-purpose text editor Text Wrangler to version 3.5.1. The 3.5.1 release was a quick bug fix update to the recently released version 3.5, which contains many, many changes brought over from the shared code via the shared code from with BBEdit 9.6, all of which are detailed in Barebones' typically detailed release notes. Highlights include a new live search bar for finding text faster, text folding, swipe-based navigation, enhanced script attachability, and safer saving of files to remote-mounted file systems. Note that support for BBXT plugins has been removed. The new version of Text Wrangler can also open files significantly larger than previous versions could. Confusingly, although Text Wrangler 3.5.1 is available from the Barebones website, the Mac App Store version reports itself to be 3.5.2 with the same changes. Postbox 2.1.2. Postbox Inc. has released Postbox 2.1.2, the latest version of its lovely email software based on the open source Thunderbird codebase. The new version does away with the need to install separate language packs. All supported languages are now installed automatically. IMAP email accounts work better with Time Machine, requiring far less space, and there's a new option to close a message window automatically when you delete the message, instead of automatically loading the next message in your inbox. Also fixed are issues with groups from Address Book and importing messages from Apple Mail. Epson Printer Drivers version 2.5.1. Apple has released Epson Printer Drivers v2.5.1, its latest incarnation of updates for Epson printers and scanners. A full list of supported printers is available from Apple's website. MacBook Air Late 2010 Software Update 2.0. Apple has released MacBook Air Late 2010 Software Update 2.0. The update's sole fix corrects an issue with some MacBook Air systems that prevented those Macs from sleeping properly. We suspect sheep counting was involved. iDVD 7.1.1. Apparently, Apple hasn't completely forgotten about iDVD, though it wasn't updated for iLife 11. The company has now released iDVD 7.1.1, which it says boosts stability. The fix also improves compatibility when you send slideshows to iDVD from iPhoto 11. Apple recommends the update for all users of iDVD 7. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Be Late Software, and Econ Technologies. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, download software, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.